are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! And that's where Lunchbox would normally be like, I'm Lunchbox, but he's not here again, so I'll go. It's Eddie, and I am probably the one who knows the least about sports. I'm your sports fan. I'm your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? Ray always here. I'm Lou Gehrig. I never miss a show. Just kidding. I've missed a lot of them. With obligations and doctor's appointments. Anyways, I'm from the north. I absolutely love ice fishing. I will wrestle. I will play football. If you go to a bar, people are drinking those mixed drinks. There's going to be one guy drinking a beer, and he's not drinking it. He's shotgunning it. That's me.
It's funny you say, like, ah, just kidding. That reminds me, dude, my son, my five-year-old son now, that's all he does now. He'll just be like, yeah, I just pooped my pants. What? Just kidding. Like, that's his thing now. And I think he got it from me because that's all I do. I always go, just kidding.
Oh, he's going to say a lot of the same stuff you do because he's around you the most. He looks up to you. You use advanced language than his friends. They all just say, ah, crap.
Right.
Ah, football. I'm hungry.
Poop.
So when you talk, he really does listen and soaks it up.
Yeah, he'll just be like, he'll come out of a story and be like, I just stole some gum. I'm like, you stole gum? Just kidding.
Dude, so he's using me and him, same jokes, the just kidding joke.
Yeah, your humor is five-year-old humor.
All right, hey, so lunch isn't here, so we're going to do Would You Rather. I'm going to kind of host it. We'll both answer it,
but
let's start it out. We're going to play
Would You Rather!
Game on!
All right, it's tough, man, without having our third wheel here.
I know.
He usually hosts, does that.
He's the sports genius.
Dude, not having the sports genius is tough. We learned that. I guess some of the stuff yesterday was factually incorrect. You said Brooklyn Bridge.
No,
or something.
I said Golden Gate.
And it's actually the Bay Bridge that's on the Golden State Warriors.
My bad. Dude, they look the same. I mean, a sports genius would have known that for sure.
Dude, sports genius would have been all over that. All right, anyways, would you rather live the rest of your life, it's another live one, in the country or the city? Rural America, suburban America. You got to live the rest of your life.
Oh, I mean, I do like the city. I'm a country boy, though, deep inside.
Even though you live in suburbia, you do live in a country-type area. You're a mile drive from a campground on a lake that doesn't have too many houses
on it. Listen, the grocery store is, like, less than a mile away. Like, I want Pizza Hut, it's right there.
But
like,
you also have
McDonald's, it's right there. When you live in the country, that stuff's not right there. It's far away. This is a tough one, dude.
Right now, though, I would say you have the best of both worlds. You have a little bit of a country life as well as a city life. You work in the city every day. Me, I live downtown Nashville.
You're
first and broad.
City, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm a city slicker. You know, there's country mice. I'm a city mice.
Yeah. You're a city rat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go city just because there's just all these options. Like, you know, if the city life is good, you know, it's like anything you need, the groceries are there, like your fruit, your vegetables, your meat. You don't have to go hunt your meat. And the country's like, you got to really like support yourself. You got to go find food and warmth and shelter. Like, it's hard, dude. That's hard work. City life, you just pay your bills and you're good.
I'm going to agree with you totally on this one. It would probably be better if we went on each side of it, but I'm saying the city all the way. Stuff's easier. You can order stuff to your front door. You have neighbors that are there. Ubers. There's scooters in the city that you can ride in. You can drive in traffic. Like, the city's kind of crazy. When my dad comes here, he's like, he thinks they're almost spaceships driving around because he'll see the scooters, he'll see Ubers. He doesn't know what any of the stuff is, but the city has so much. There's so much entertainment too. You got professional sports teams. You don't have that in the country. You've got, if you're single, you got so many chicks to choose from. In the country, it's usually the high school sweetheart. That's it.
The four girls that everyone's hooked up with. Like,
dude, in the city, a million of them.
A million, you may not cross paths again twice.
And when you're even just now shopping for Christmas, you got this short store, you got an antique store, you got a mall here,
options.
Mall there. Dude, in the city, in the country, don't you have to like almost homemake?
You have to make your gifts.
Yes.
And then walk it over to your neighbor.
Is it a little bit more expensive to live in the city?
Yes.
But I will say, I got some pretty cheap rent downtown. You just got to be frugal with your money. Be smart. Mm-hmm. Look at other brochures, ads, advertisements. Find the cheapest type stuff. But you can live in the city for a pretty modest amount of money. I'm downtown. And you got everything.
I'm going to take it one more step.
Oh, yeah. And the bars are a block from me.
Not to mention the he said, she said, boo. You know what I'm saying? In the country, dude, that he said, she said is legit. Like, I've lived in the country, and I mean, the rumors spread. You can't, You can't do anything without everyone talking about it. Everyone's going to be like, did you hear that? I saw somebody doing that. That's what I saw. That's all I'm saying. That's all I saw. And in the city, who cares? Like, everyone's just like, yeah, I saw a dude pooping in the alley. Oh, yeah? That's every day. Okay, great. Move on.
In the city, a lot of that stuff happens. You move on. You do this. You do that.
Yes, but in the country, it's like, well, I heard doing that. Did you see him walking around? That's what I heard. Oh, did you hear that? That's what I heard. This is what I heard.
And in the city, also, it seems like there's a lot of turnover. There's more people moving to town. Just in our own business here, boom, email, chick left. What? I barely met her. Who's this new girl? Well, right. She's a new sales lady.
In the country.
That it's the same lady is selling radio that's been doing it for 30 years.
30 years, and then her daughter's daughter is the one that your best friend married, who is now engaged to their daughter.
Dude, like, and it's so true. My family lives in the country. My dad worked at the lumber mill. My brother works at the lumber mill. One of the well-known girls in the school, her family did insurance.
Yeah.
She now does insurance with her husband. I mean, you just follow along with the job that your parents
right.
had.
Right. Hey, and you mentioned the other time, too, I got the guitar out here in the studio, and you're like, dude, you're like those dudes that came out of my dad's house. And, like, the guy that played the banjo or the guitar, like, in the city, like, you want to go see music, you got the best of the best.
Yes.
In the country, you've got to settle for the one dude who knows how to play guitar.
I told Eddie this story. We would have some friends just come over, and their daughters played violin. The dad played a little guitar and violin, and they would just play in our living room. That was our live music. Because they were our friends, and we were in, like, we were honestly really, really into it because we didn't play music. So to us, that was a live venue event.
Yeah, were they good?
But the thing is, they didn't really sing. All they did was play the violin.
They jammed
out. Just jammed, and so then we'd just jam with it. But I don't remember there being any lyrics, but we would just jam in the living room.
In the city, you get to see Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, like, you know, the best of the best.
In 1 week, they all come to town.
In 1 week in the country. You're stuck with that dude with the guitar and his daughter playing the violin.
They did. That wasn't just a one-time thing. They would come over multiple times to do that. Dude, my dad loved it.
That's so funny, dude.
Because we didn't play instruments as a family, so it was cool.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Hey, you want to talk about hitting your lock yesterday?
Well, I didn't hit my lock.
Here we go.
The lock missed by 5. I had won 3 in a row. And then I lost. I wanted to be hot. I wanted to be that Matthew McConaughey in 2 for the Money that's just red hot, picking all the winners. I missed one. I missed it by 5. If you really break down the Portland game and you see with them playing the Rockets, it was an absolute beautiful bet at halftime. In the first quarter, it was awesome. Halftime, it was right there. And then we missed by 5. It was one of those where the Portland Trailblazers shot 43%. I need more than that. They shoot closer to 45, 48. I hate to be mathematical guy. If they just shoot the ball a little better, we're talking 1 to 2 percentage points, that's an easy over and I win my bet. Portland was ice cold. Houston only shot about 30% from the three-point line. That's going to kill you. I need better than that. I need more threes. James Harden, he's Mr. Oatmeal. I need him eating more oatmeal. He didn't need to eat enough oatmeal. I missed by 5. So now I've missed 1 in a row, and you don't... Gambling
one
is
in a row.
What you'll learn about gambling is when you're in Vegas or you're online or you're with your buddies or you play cards and an underground poker thing. It's all about trends. Are you hot or are you cold? What sucks right now is my trend is I've missed one in a row, so I'm...
So you're cooling off.
I'm cooling off, and it sucks. If I miss another one, then I'm trending towards cold when I was so red hot. But yeah, gambling's all about trends.
Okay.
Especially when you're in Vegas. The buddy that's missing everything and losing his ass, you get away from him. There's been times we've just left our friend back in the hotel room and not told him we were going to the tables.
Just stay away from him.
He's so ice cold.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of ice cold, I was on the ice. My shut the door was hockey yesterday. And, dude, and I got called out by the guy on Twitter, Sore Losers Locks or whatever.
Sore Losers Bets.
Sore Losers Bets.
Yeah.
Like, he posted my lock. And then he said, I mean, given this is his lock, but he also didn't know Columbus had a hockey team. And Columbus is actually really good and much better than Vancouver. Their records is better. They're better. And they score more points than Vancouver.
Okay.
So really, when I made my shut the door.
You didn't have all the information.
Well, but this is my point. I don't really need all the information.
Absolutely not.
I saw Vancouver two games of Vancouver, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I saw them with my own eyes. I know how they play. And so when I saw them plus 1.5, I thought, hey, just give them, they're a good team. They can score. They do score a lot of points. Not as much as Columbus, I guess. But, dude, I was watching the game. on my computer because I don't have NHL Network or hockey or whatever. I was watching on my computer. Dude, within 2 minutes, Columbus scores their first goal, and I'm like, all right, I'm screwed. Dude, Vancouver came back and won the game.
And they got 1.5.
They got 1.5. They won by 2, I think, right? What's it? No, it was 3-2.
You killed that bet.
Yes. So
you're
so
trending hot.
It doesn't. Am I trending hot because I've been ice cold?
Well, you're trending bathwater. We want you to be red hot.
Lukewarm?
Yes. So
my point is that we shouldn't use the word lock because we never really can lock it up. Isn't lock like a sure bet?
Yeah, but that's why we use it, because we want people to have confidence in us and bet along with us. There's a TV show now called Lock It Up. Yeah, people want locks. I keep promoting it because it's such a great TV show. What they did
You have a deal with this show?
Dude, they took our podcast and put it on TV before we put our podcast TV. All they do is talk gambling, and it's phenomenal. Clay Travis is on it. It's so funny. They go live to casinos. And there'll be tweets on the screen, and they'll say, oh, this guy John just tweeted us from Caesars. He said he lost on our lock last night. Sorry, John. Hope Caesars is fun.
What channel is this on?
It's on Fox.
It's on Fox.
Yeah, FS1.
Fox Network.
FS1.
Oh, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, I record it every day. It's in the afternoon, but I'll usually watch it later on.
I'll watch this then.
Dude, it is so
good.
What's
their record like?
I want to say that they do better than us. I will, but they miss. Nobody's hitting 90.
Nobody's hitting 100.
But they do better than us.
But, Coach, the thing is, like, you know, we try our best. It's not like we're just making stuff up. Like, I make it a point, if I'm going to lock it up, if I'm going to shut the door on it, I'm going to put my own money on it.
Yes.
Like, because it's a thing. Like, we're not just coming on here saying random stuff. I know sometimes you pull your phone out and you really don't have...
Coach, I know earlier on in the morning the bets that I'm working towards. When I pull out my phone in front of you guys, that's just me checking the line before I say it on the...
Okay, you already know.
Yeah. Okay, do you realize the lines change throughout the day?
No, I know they do.
It used to be back in the day you'd print out the newspaper and that was the line. Well, now with the internet and with gambling websites, the line changes, fluctuates throughout the day. It'll go up a hook, it'll drop a point, it'll do this, it'll do that. And you should honestly, you and Lunchbox, I feel like should do a better job of keeping up with the lines. You guys are usually right on, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody is constantly looking at lines with hooks. We should be spot on with them.
So since we're on this topic, this weekend, I decided to bet on the NFL on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And the lines were way different than Sunday morning.
Oh, absolutely. Sunday is your scared money. That's your money. I'm about to get out of town. I got to do a desperate.
Like,
the lines
sometimes
are going to move.
Lines move by 2.
They will.
In a day.
Because I feel Vegas fluctuates the online website's lines. I don't feel
do,
like.
Do we need to explain this a little more for people that don't understand lines?
Well, the gambling lines are the favorite, the underdog, and then they get points, they don't get points. You pick what you want. You want plus points, you want minus points. If you pick a favorite, you're going to have minus points that you're going to have to overcome. If you pick an underdog, you get plus points,
right?
Which it all equals. It tries to equal it out so it's a level playing field. So when you bet on it, it's just like spinning in the roulette
50-50.
Wheel. 50-50. In theory, but if you know more than Vegas, you'll win all these sports bets.
Which we don't know more than Vegas. And Vegas only, and all Vegas knows is statistically what team is better in what scenario and how many times they've played in what field. All it is numbers.
Vegas is a robot.
Numbers, 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 numbers of history of past games. And then they figure out what it should be for this game. And I'll tell you, whatever system they use is sometimes spot on.
But I really do think that Vegas determines the numbers. Then our websites, the online Bovadas, the sports books, I think they copy those numbers.
Yeah.
They don't have an expert that picks those numbers.
Now, you call it an expert. I don't think it's a one-person expert. I think it's a algorithm that they use, or it's a program that people purchase. And it figures it all out,
and then
everyone uses it.
Okay, I mean, I agree to that.
You're picturing some dude with like a comb over and glasses with like a calculator on 4 times 12 minus 32, carry the 1, and the Vancouver Canucks. You know what I mean? Like, there's not one person, because look at how many games. Like, listen, you go on the website, dude, there are hundreds of games going on in one night.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I agree with you. There's a program, and they all buy into it, and that's how we get our lines and our numbers.
I'm telling you, though, I had a theory. There has to be, I don't know if it's like they have people at the actual games.
Eddie was saying this, that he thinks with live betting that the sports books have a person there that's determining the numbers, and it's not somebody sitting back watching it on TV.
If anyone is listening and you have inside information on how this works, why are the results on this game, on these gambling websites or in Vegas, the results of the game come in way faster on these sites than they do even on ESPN.com or YahooSports.com or even on TV because there's a minute delay. But these results come in fastest on the gambling sites.
If you want to really trick your girlfriend, your wife, or even your husband if he doesn't really know, get on one of the gambling sites. Get on Bovada on your phone. You will see if a team scored a touchdown before you see it on TV.
30 seconds before. 30 seconds before you see it on TV, yeah, you'll see it about 30 seconds.
You see it a great amount of time before it happens.
Yeah. And you can predict.
Absolutely. And that's because the gambling sites are locked into some network that is faster than TV. We know TV's delayed because Janet Jackson and all those other things.
Well, yeah, there's the safety. Yeah,
so
safety
it
delay.
Used to be there was like a safety delay of 20 seconds. I feel like now they move that delay to about a minute. Because when I'm watching Titans games on TV and the fireworks go off, it's almost a good minute until they actually score the touchdown. So I feel like TV-wise, we're dealing with more delays than we've ever dealt with ever before. So on the websites, the gambling websites, and in person, you're seeing stuff way before the people that see it on TV.
I just feel like there's some dude there at the game. Like,
so Eddie thinks a guy is actually there making these lines.
With his little like computer that just hits like first down, run. You know, puts in the information, whatever happens, like 30 seconds before anyone else finds out.
I just don't. I'm agreeing with you that I'm going to go again with the network thing. I bet there's a computer program that they all buy into, and that's how it does it. It's all automated or something. There's not a guy in the crowd. There's no way there's somebody that smart that can enter all those lines that quickly and get it back to the gambling website, then get it to us. It's some program. There's computers that are smarter than us, and computers are the ones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's no way it's people.
Dang,
people
are so slow. I wanted there to be a dude at every game.
That'd be hilarious. Hey, I just saw the Bovada guy. He's on the 20-yard line. He's entering in those.
He's got a uniform, those Bovada, and it's his gym.
He's wearing glasses. He's a nerd. He's drinking a water. Why is he the only guy in the game not watching it? He's drinking a Bud Light.
Hey, so I don't know what the sports genius normally does, but you want to go through some headlines? Like,
yes.
I don't really know how to prepare for a show like this.
Sports genius lunchbox usually has six solid topics that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Honestly, yesterday was a slow sports news day.
Today, all of it.
Say it whatever you want. It was real slow. So sometimes you don't always have to talk about sports if there ain't sports.
I mean, I think we should talk about sports, though.
Well, then hit me with a headline.
Let me just randomly
pick one.
But
remember, ESPN could be digging. If there ain't any headlines, then they start going into players' Instagrams. They try to find anything and everything.
Raiders owner on suit. What is that? Mark Davis, critical of Oakland's lawsuit against team and NFL. Do you know what that means?
No, coach.
I mean, I don't even know what
that means.
That's
what I'm saying. That's how you know it's a bad news day for sports. They're going to, like, litigation.
I mean, a lawsuit?
Well, can they show us the...
Oh, boy. Orioles to name Cubs bench coach Brandon Hyde next manager.
See, but baseball's in the offseason right now. That's
right,
a
so
really slow news day story.
Okay, so the Baltimore Orioles will name the Cubs bench coach. What's a bench coach?
Bench coach is...
He's the guy that coaches the dudes that are sitting on the bench?
He's behind the manager. That guy probably has to make one or two decisions a game.
He probably fills the water...
Red Kool-Aid over blue.
Hey, thanks, coach. We'll have red today. Thanks, coach.
Hey, bad boy, did you guys get the bubble gum? And are we also having the bubble gum chew option?
Hey, coach, we need some sunflower seeds over here. You got it, guys. I'm the bench coach.
Bench coach here, but be careful because I am going to be getting another job here very soon. Today's
so,
that day.
So the Cubs bench coach, Brandon Hyde, will be the Orioles' next manager.
Dang.
I mean, slow news day.
He really did. He oversaw the Bat Boys, and now he's going to... He is now in charge of a
Listen,
team.
If you're listening to this and you're frustrated with us, write on our Twitter, Sore Loser Show. Tweet us and tell us you guys are idiots. Like, this is what a bench manager does. I'm sure Sports Genius would have been, no, I'll tell you what a bench manager does.
My cousin
He's a bench manager.
That was pretty cool that one day we had his cousin in here because he's been with major league teams and he knows the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, he was a strength and conditioning coach for the Angels.
But you would think he would have been really, really jacked. So I guess he was leaned more towards like cardio.
No, he just has the knowledge. You don't need to be jacked.
Okay.
As long as you have the knowledge how to make someone strong.
But you will agree with me. A lot of these football strength and conditioning, they're the most jacked guy on the team. Yes. They're even bigger than the players.
Yes.
But that is baseball. It's different. They're not as steroided out.
And he's probably not working out with them. He's just telling them what to do.
They're all still on steroids.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Lunch's cousin when he was in here if he steroided.
Why? If he did?
Yeah.
But he's not jacked.
I know, but I was just curious. The whole thing, the culture of it. Muscles, steroids, baseball. That used to be a thing.
You were going to ask him if he's seen steroids?
Or if he has.
Has anyone used them?
Or if he's used steroids.
Coach, I have a steroid story.
Tell me.
Dude, in high school. Ooh, this is scary.
Is it?
So,
Coach, if this is you, this isn't me. Don't get yourself in trouble.
I did not take steroids.
Guys, I want to admit to a crime. Okay.
I will tell you right now, I did not take steroids. No, man.
Read my lips. No more Texas.
I did not inhale. Listen. So, in high school. So, I lived in McAllen, Texas. That's where I was. Went to high school. I was born and raised there. 7 miles north of Mexico. So,
if somebody went to McAllen, Texas.
Yeah.
Could they ask around, and were you decently known?
I mean, I don't. To people in high school? Yeah, probably.
So, people would know. Oh, Eddie. Yeah. He played football.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McAllen's small enough, right? Yeah. I'm trying to get a gauge on, like, the size of the place.
There's three high schools in McAllen, so it's not really small. It's spread out. It's really flat and spread out.
Is part of McAllen in Mexico?
No. So McAllen is right on the border. So if you go south of McAllen, the very end of McAllen, it's the Rio Grande River.
Okay.
And then Mexico.
Okay.
So literally 7 miles from my high school. So for lunch, we'd be like, let's go to Mexico. And some of my friends were like, all right, let's go. We go. We skip lunch. We go to Mexico, get some tacos, a beer, whatever.
Did you have to... are you showing passports?
No. This is back then there was no passports. You just go over
the bridge.
If you wanted to go to Mexico, no one asked a question. People in Mexico, like in the U.S., you would just cross, you would pay the toll, and then you would get to the Mexican side, and there'd be a dude with a machine gun and be like, "All right, come on through," in Spanish.
Okay.
Estás bien. Vámonos.
Vámonos.
Yeah.
Ándale, amigo.
Ándale. So you go through and you go getting to Mexico, not a problem. Coming back in, different story.
Okay. This is where it gets good.
So we go, we get tacos, and one of my buddies plays football. He's the one driving. He goes, hey, man, you guys hang out. I'm going to go do something real quick. I'm like, do something in Mexico? Well, whatever. But I'm happy. I got tacos. I got a Corona. I'm drinking, whatever.
Coach, this sounds like a Friday Night Lights episode.
Yeah, Coach, that's what it was like. That's what it was like. Me and Riggins. Coach, and so.
Riggins!
So my buddy comes back. He's like, all right, you guys ready? I'm like, yeah, let's get back. We got to go. The seventh period is about to start. Let's get back.
Yeah, we got to get back. We've been gone for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, we've been in Mexico.
So we go back.
We got to get back, boys. We've been in another country.
We cross the bridge, and we get to the American side, and the custom guys looks at us. And my buddy, I'll never forget this. He's like, dude, watch this, man. This is the easiest way to get to the U.S. border. Turn on country music. Downtown is like, boot, scootin' boogie. Because the problem, what they're looking for is to make sure you're not Mexican trying to sneak into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from Mexico.
Yeah.
So he's like, put on country music, dude. They're just like, all right, a bunch of white boys, whatever.
But you guys were American, so why were you?
He was just being an idiot.
Okay.
And he's like, boot, scootin' boogie. The guy's like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, how you doing? You guys bringing in anything from Mexico? No, nothing around here. All right, cool. Hey, so what are you guys coming here for lunch or what? Yeah, man. Badass, man. That's cool.
Do they peek around a little
bit?
Yeah,
he's looking around. He's like, cool, man. All right, you guys skipping school. You guys are skipping school. We're like, yeah, we just came for some tacos.
He knew that much English?
He's American.
American,
Border
sir.
Patrol.
On the other way, you
Customs.
Got a Mexican guy searching on the way back, American.
This is American
okay,
people.
I'm following along.
And
sorry.
He's just like messing with us. All right, you guys.
But, how about
hey,
the,
you guys better get back to school, all right?
How okay. about them Yankees?
Yeah. He's like, all right, man, you guys go ahead. Actually, before you go ahead, though, pull into slot number one. Uh-huh. And we're like, slot number one? I've never been pulled into slot number one. He's like, yep, just hang out in there, slot number one. And stay right there, and somebody will come see you.
Uh-oh.
Dude, his demeanor changed from like, hey, 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 yeah, 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 to like, get your ass in slot number one. Dude, we were like, okay. So we're pulling in slot number one.
We just went and got lunch.
And my buddy, who's driving, who took off while we were eating lunch, goes in his pocket and grabs three vials of steroids.
Juice.
And he's like, hey, put these in the glove box. put these in gloves. And we're like, what? Oh my gosh, dude. Like, what?
Their glove box also. That's the most checked place.
Right. He's just like, just put it in there. I don't want it in me. I don't want it on me. I don't want it on me. Just put it in the glove box. Put it in the glove box. And we're like, dude, what are you talking? We're so mad at him. Dude, how could you have done this to us? We had no idea, dude. We're like,
also trying to talk quieter.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Idiot. And we're just sitting in the car because we're waiting on the customs guy to
he's
come
coming,
up.
He's coming.
All right. And so he's like, all right, guys, step out of the car. And we step out of the car. He's like, give you one more chance. You guys aren't bringing anything from Mexico. We're like, no, man, we just had tacos and beer. Really? Tacos and beer.
You had beer in high school for lunch?
Yeah.
Dude, you're awesome.
Dude, when you go to Mexico, you can do whatever you want. Dude, so
Coach, I don't have a beer for lunch now. You had it in high school.
They searched the truck. They did everything. I don't know where my buddy Oscar put the vials or what. If it was visible in the glove box or what, he did. But they didn't find him.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, they didn't find
him. I thought you were going to say they got
him.
And
they was like, all right, you guys are good. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Hey, thanks for always being honest, guys. I appreciate it. That's going to treat you well in your life.
Dude, wow. That was scary. But my buddy, I guess he was juicing in high school. That's how we found out.
Okay.
A lot of my dudes in high school were juicing it.
And yet, a lot of the guys knew easily. Dude, I had people. And I went to college at Texas State. They're like, hey, man, do you want some steroids? Just to get jacked, you know. So when you're
just to look big.
Not even, I wasn't playing on any teams, folks. My college sports days were years behind me. They're just like, hey, you, at the pool, do you want to look jacked? I got steroids. Deccan tests. You put them in your legs. You put them in your butt. My buddies all had them. They're just a bunch of syringes in a drawer.
Yeah.
Dude, it was regularly available.
You syringe that on your butt cheek, right?
Yeah, they would. My buddy was jacked up, and he's like, dude, you go to a pool party, girls are going to notice you on steroids. You doing your cardio and whatever weightlifting you're doing, it doesn't stand out. The steroids make you stand out. So it wasn't just a sports thing. I mean, if you want steroids, they're there, especially nowadays.
Well, yeah, but they check a lot on all that stuff. I mean, don't they do random tests on steroids and things like that?
Well, when you're not in sports, we're good. Dude, we could be on all the steroids we want. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's crazy.
The only steroids I ever do is when I have a cough. You know, like a sinus infection steroids.
And
like,
they shoot you up.
No, it's just pills.
Oh, yeah.
They shoot you up with steroids?
I thought you get that when you go to the oxygen places. Oh, yeah. They can shoot you with stuff. They can put it in your veins to get you more oxygen, energy, hydration.
We don't recommend this, by the way. No. Like, steroids for getting jacked and looking built, like, that's just not good for your body.
My point was that you had steroid story from 15 years ago.
Yeah,
I had the steroid.
Years.
Dude, I've seen the steroids in college. Boys would show me a lot. I never really did them. But, I mean, we have these steroid stories. There are steroids.
Oh, they're everywhere. They are. And people take them recreationally.
Yeah, so just because Major League Baseball is like, oh, we're strict against steroids, no more steroids. I mean, they're still all over the country.
Yeah, but I've heard they make your wiener small.
That was always the rumor. Yeah. That's why a lot of guys stayed away from them.
Is it the Frank or the beans?
I heard it's the Frank.
I don't remember. I remember they would talk about it like, oh yeah, man, they make your wiener small. Like, that's what.
And when you go to the gym, you always know the guy that's on steroids. but that doesn't look cool anymore.
No,
it wasn't a while ago with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He popularized it.
And it almost makes people, like, the people that do a lot of steroids, it makes them kind of turn into, like, almost like a hunchback, stylish body figure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and their jaws start sticking out, kind of like Arnold. Remember Arnold? Like, his jaw would stick out, his underbite, like, big jaw, and then, like, you know, their hunchback. Like, it's a certain look where, you know, like, honestly, you don't even need to pee in a cup. I can tell you right now, this dude's a juicer.
And there's definitely a couple guys I work out. It used to be called World Gym. They named it, like, Quantum Physics or something downtown. I don't even know what it's called now, and I go there and work out. But there's a couple guys there that juice, you know. And I'll talk to them at times, but I'll also just look at them. And sometimes I look at them, and I'm like, I don't even think they're happy looking like that. Like, it used to be.
It's too much.
Dude, I noticed in college, guys were like, yeah, I'm so jacked. This is awesome. Dude, now they're just kind of like in the corner, embarrassed. They're on steroids. I mean, dude,
think about when you're too big, though.
It's not an attractive look.
Think about when you're too big and you're trying to walk through a door, or you start knocking stuff over with your arms because your arms are too big. You're at a cocktail party and there's a waitress with a, you know, a freaking dish there on her hand, and you're like, knock it over. Because, dude, the way they walk, it's almost like they can't put their arms by their side. It's like if you forcefully put their arms by their side, they just come back up like a spring.
Right.
Because they're just too big.
Well, what it is, their chest holds their arm out.
So they automatically, without even wanting to, have to walk around like they have their arms sticking out.
Yeah. And I don't know if a lot of them can change that look because they took so many steroids. They have that look probably for life. I'm guessing our kids, the next generation, this steroid thing and like looking like that isn't ever going to be popular again. It had its time. Venice Beach, Your Muscle magazine, it was the thing. Now it's almost guys are trying to be more svelte. They're trying to be skinnier, more ripped up, not bodybuilder steroid guy. That
right.
That guy was out of style. And I mean, when our kids grow up, that's going to be way in the past.
Yeah.
Is my prediction. I'm guessing that. I've noticed it honestly at the gym. There's a ton less guys that are freaking steroided out. You got the guys doing a lot more yoga. What I can say about the barbells and the free weights, they're wide open at the gym.
So what do girls like?
That's the thing. I don't think they like a jack guy that his neck is either super thick, his biceps are just unnatural. It doesn't fit into any clothing. He's not really flexible. I mean, even when he holds the girl, it's like it's not comfortable. If you were to actually cuddle with a bodybuilder, it can't be comfortable. So I don't think they like that. They like a skinny guy that – they like a guy that's skinny, a guy that has a little bit of muscle definition, but they're way far away from the steroided out guy. Like, that's not attractive to girls, guys, to anybody. So those guys are kind of walking around right now like, man, how do I, like, de-steroid? Because this is a gross look.
But that's how you get into it, though, right? Thinking that's what chicks like.
You get into it because you were smaller. Dude, your bicep, you can only get your bicep so big. But then you take the steroids, and all of a sudden it gets twice as big. You're like,
how does that work?
It's addictive. I've seen guys on it, dude. My friend would just do bicep curls. So I do 10. I get tired. Dude, my friend was on steroids. He wouldn't stop till like 40. Coach, he would go to 40. And I was done at 10. I was like, oh my gosh, my arms kill me. Ow. I just did 30 pounds 10 times. Oh my gosh, my arms kill me. My buddy would still keep going. I'm
so
like,
his energy level was just...
Energy was out of the roof, man. And his bicep, like, you just increase your size. So if you were a smaller guy, I would say mostly it's smaller guys that get addicted to parts of their body just getting bigger than they've ever been.
And what about all that stuff that you take, all the powder stuff?
That's really just a pre-workout thing. So it's going to help me do a couple more reps. It's not steroids. Steroids help you do 40 reps. My stuff helps me do 2 more reps, I would say.
So it's like the legal over-the-counter version.
Totally over-the-counter. I had one of our bosses looking at it. He was down here the other day, and he's like, so what do? I take this before I run? I'm like, no, before you lift weights.
Not dude, run?
No,
because
it's bad on your heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Not bad on your heart.
What
but
is it? What do you take?
It's really just like an energy drink, but it's called, it's No Explode.
No Explode.
No Explode. I've taken so many different kinds of.
I mean, I don't want to take anything that's named No Explode.
I don't want to take anything with explode in
you
the title.
You also drink some drink called Mutant.
Those were dropped off the front, and nobody else in the building drinks them.
Yeah, because it's called Mutant.
And I wouldn't drink Mutant, but guess what? Our water cooler in the kitchen goes out every other day.
So you just drink Mutant?
Well, there's either tap water that doesn't turn cold, or I have to drink a Mutant. And guess what, dude? I'll drink a Mutant, because I'm dying of thirst.
Coach, if you die 20 years before the rest of us, like, it's because of the mutants.
Dude, there's probably 2 more mutants left.
And you're No Explode.
And I think they're made by Monster. And Monster's usually pretty well known as a good product, right?
I don't know. I don't drink that.
But once the mutants are out, there's 2 left, I'm done with mutants.
My buddy, he was taking testosterone.
Yeah.
Like, and he got jacked quick.
See, that's a type of steroid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's way more complicated ones, more ones that are come from Mexico, but you can just take a testosterone type
but
thing.
He said testosterone, like, yeah, got him jacked, but it also, like, made him, like, want to do it all the time.
Really?
Nonstop. And he had to get it out of his system, or it was like he was just like it wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Did he just take it from a buddy, or did he get it from a store?
I didn't ask any questions. I don't know where he got it from or how he got it, but
it might have been a different name.
And it was one of those things where I hadn't seen him in a while, and then I saw him, and I'm like, what have you been doing?
You could tell he was on something.
Oh my dude, he's like he looked like the Incredible Hulk all of a sudden. Like there are veins in your arm sticking out, and it's freaking noon on a Wednesday. Like. What is happening to you? He's like, taking testosterone.
Dude, I will say, some of the country artists that come through the studio, when they got the veins popping, and sure, maybe they're in amazing shape, but at the same time, I'm also thinking, are they on a little something?
I mean, veins popping when you're just sitting there, like...
That's a telltale sign of steroids.
Something.
Or they're in crazy shape, and you're on a... You also can go the diet route and have an unbelievable trainer, then you're going to have the veins. But there's sometimes I'm looking over there, and I'm like, are they on a little bit of steroids? But I don't understand why they would.
Would you say you're still a bodybuilder, right?
I used to. I'd say 5 years ago, I said it. 10 years ago,
Did you ever compete?
Never competed. Came close. But never did. When I say came close, I was, you know, I'm at the gym, I'm dropping the weight, I'm eating healthy, but I wasn't going to do one of those competitions. But training wise, dude, I went on insane diets before I was trying to get on TV shows. And so, yeah, I would consider myself a bodybuilder. Was I in competitions? No, but by definition, I was a bodybuilder. Now I'm running more. I still try to work out every morning, but I don't consider myself a bodybuilder, because it used to be I would go there and lift 2 50-pound dumbbells for shoulders. And the difference is now I'll go lift 30-pound dumbbells, but I'll lift them 20 times. So I try to go for that more cut-up look, an endurance-type thing. A svelte is what we're looking for.
Svelte?
It's really, really hot in L.A. right now. All the guys are going for svelte. No jack, it's svelte. And when I'm at the gym, I don't want to get injured.
Oh, like not swole?
It's a skinny, muscular look. Okay. Svelte. Yes. When I'm at the gym, I don't want to get hurt. If you are lifting crazy weight, you risk injury every time. Dude, I would leave the gym so many times when I was a bodybuilder. Neck hurt, arm hurt. Oh, great. My back is killing me. I can't sleep. Dude, now with my lifting, I go 20 pounds less than I can do a lot more reps. I'm never hurt. Dude, I roll out of that gym like a soldier. Does a guy look at me a little weird next to me like,
Do they though? Like,
oh, dude, they do.
Really?
Dude, there's this one fool. He goes till absolute fatigue. Dude, he will drop the barbell on his chest and then dump the weights off. He goes till that much of fatigue.
Oh, to like, he leans it over and tips the bar.
He doesn't want you helping him out. I've tried to before. He's like, no, I go till absolute fatigue, and then I drop the barbell on myself, and then I just dump the weights.
What an idiot.
But yeah, so when I'm lifting, he kind of looks at me like, are you done? And I'm just like, yeah, dude, I'm not trying to get injured, okay? I see you're doing your 200 pounds. Well, I'm going to do 80 pounds, but I'm going to do 80 pounds 20 times, and I'm not going to leave here with a hernia.
So is that a thing, though, like where, what do you call it, like gym judgment?
Yeah, oh.
Like is it a thing where everyone's looking at everyone,
coach,
even though it's not obvious, because where I work out, I just work out at the Y. But when I work out, like, no one looks like they're watching you. But are they watching you? Because I'm slowly watching everyone, but I don't make it obvious. You know what I mean?
With all the mirrors that are in gyms, they have them at
watching.
Everybody's watching. And the chicks, they're all wearing tight spandex. Well, they're all wearing bra tops. Why are they doing that? Because they know they're being watched.
Oh, they know what the... Okay.
And all the bros... Dude, all the bros are wearing a headband. They got their tattoos out because they know they're being watched.
Oh, they're showing their tattoos.
Dude, do you see anybody go to the gym in scrubs and like a doctor look? No, because that's not a weightlifter look.
I never wear anything that says like I'm lifting weights.
Really?
No, I just t-shirt and basketball shorts.
I go cut off headband. I'm in a cut off shirt, shorts. Sometimes I take my shirt off. Coach, whatever I do is screaming I'm working out.
Is there music at your gym?
Yeah, hardcore.
Hardcore
it
music.
It goes hardcore. Rap.
Really?
Yeah. I go, dude, and it goes hard.
So what's it like? Walk me into your gym. You walk in.
The first thing you do, you scan in or whatever, but then it's like a three-story gym. You're okay. In. Three-story
Thank
gym.
You.
The music's already banging.
Yeah,
upstairs, it's cardio, so it's usually disco. It's like dance music, electronic dance music. Yeah, something like that, boom, boom, boom. And then we go downstairs. Dude, downstairs is where it hits rap hard. It's like Eminem, Kamikaze.
Come on,
Kamikaze, hit me with the kid. Oh, I want this time and I show you what you want. Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. And then it's like, okay, now I'm ready to work out. You cannot go in there sleepy.
Kamikaze.
Dude, it is.
Waka. Dude, you're hilarious.
But for you to even think that it's not a CNBC thing at a gym... Dude, you got another thing coming.
I don't know. I just know that when I'm working out, I'm looking at everyone. Obviously, I'm not making it obvious, but I mean, I'll just like, damn, dude, that dude's got squatting how much? How many? 45. And dude's squatting a bunch.
And
I'm watching, I'm not making it obvious, but I'm like, dang, dude, that's a lot of weight. You know, so I'm looking, and I wonder if people look at me with the 20-pound curls, you know, like, oh my God, look at this dude, 20-pound curls, whatever. And then I never trust myself on the bench by myself, and I don't want to ask anyone for help. So I'll just take the barbells or the dumbbells.
That's good.
And then just bench with those.
That's good.
30, 35,
yeah.
40, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like people judge me on that.
No, they don't. You can, dude, easily go onto a bench with the dumbbells. You don't have to do the bar thing.
Okay.
But
the bar just scares me if I'm not going to ask for someone. Because, I mean, dude, when I see people, I've seen people bounce it off their chest like that. I'm like, dude, you're going to break your sternum. Like, what are you thinking?
Dude, it's scary, especially like when you have that feeling that you might drop it on your chest. That's a scary feeling. And I've taken my chick to the gym. Sometimes we go together. Dude, and you see guys checking her out. It's like, You get all mad.
You get pissed.
Yeah, dude. I mean, dudes are checking chicks out.
Coach, when you work out, does it make you like...
No.
Doesn't?
No.
Afterwards?
No. Not any more than usual.
I've heard that, and I feel like somebody, a buddy of mine, we were working out together, and he's like, yeah, dude, working out, man, it makes me like... Afterwards, I'm like, dang, man, I want to just like go. And I was like, that's weird. I've never thought about that. And then when I got home, I was like, yeah, I kind of feel that. Like, all right, maybe it's because you have confidence or you just feel good about yourself or whatever.
People don't work out for no reason. They work out because it gives you confidence. It makes you feel good. And if you're single, I mean, single mingle. Dude, my gym is freaking like a bar without alcohol.
Do girls want to be hit on at a
That's I don't think I don't think they do. But I haven't been in the game about 5 years. But, dude, when I was in my heyday, coach, I was working out. I was hitting on chicks. I was getting numbers left and right. But, I mean, I've had a girlfriend now for 5 years. I'm at the gym. I'm
Morgan number one. Morgan number one, get in here. Get on that mic real quick. Quick question for you.
All right, to not be confused with, we've also had Morgan number two. This is Morgan number one. If you want to see her picture, just Google Morgan.
Probably
number
the hardest working person besides Ray on the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, that's. Get on. Am I on?
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, thank you, okay. Eddie.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's just an observation. You're here all the time. But I have a question for you, mm-hmm. Morgan. So, Morgan number one, we're talking about weightlifting or gym, going to the gym, gym etiquette, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you go to the gym at all to work out?
Sometimes I did like this big 6 week challenge at this CrossFit gym a couple months ago. So I know about the gym.
Okay. So we have this conversation going, is that a place where you want to meet a guy or is it a place where like you want a guy coming up to you and saying, what up, girl?
I don't want him saying it like that, but you definitely, as a girl, you definitely think about it when you go to the gym. Like if there are going to be,
okay,
cute,
you think
single,
about it or expect it.
I don't think you expect it, but when I go to the gym, I definitely look around to see who's around me.
Thank you.
When you're single, I mean, where else are you going to meet people? You go to work. Obviously, I'm not going to date you guys. You go
obviously
to church. So that's like a place. The gym's a place.
The gym for sure. A place.
And you always say the grocery store, Eddie, but
for sure, the grocery store is the place to be.
Like, but she just proved my point, though, with the gym thing. Girls are going there to look their best. Guys go there. Everybody. And if you have a person you're with, you're obviously not trying to hook it up. But what she says, if you're single, dude, it's single mingle. The gym.
Morgan, number one, when you get dressed to go to the gym, do you like start picking out your clothes accordingly to like, ooh, this is cute. Boys might like this.
I don't think I pick out my gym outfits based on what guys would think of them, but I do like to look cute at the gym for me. So I have
for you.
I have matching like outfits, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I roll in like a t-shirt and just whatever I can find in the moment. But I do own like really cute gym
stuff. Dang, I just thought that girls went to the gym to work out, not to be.
Oh,
hit
I know
on.
Some girls who put makeup on to go to the gym.
Bam. Why?
Point proven.
Because you just don't. First off, like you just don't ever want to look like crap or feel like crap about yourself, and then knowing that there are going to be or could be hot guys there, seeing you look like either really good working out, because guys like girls that work out, and yeah. So you can be there working out and looking good, or you can be there working out and like looking not so good.
Okay. I got another question. You know that Jacob's ladder thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Ray? Yeah. It's the ladder that moves and you climb on it. You kind of like look like a monkey, kind of on all fours climbing on the ladder. Mm-hmm. And you get to escalate it however you want, incline it. Now, what's that? do any guys use that machine or are they just girls? And do girls do it on purpose?
Like, you see a lot of girls on that machine?
Yeah. Mostly girls on the ladder.
I've done it a couple times, but I don't know that it's geared just towards women.
I feel like it's such a sexy move to get on that ladder. Like, I don't see any guys on there like getting all fours on that ladder. You know what I mean?
I don't think I look sexy on a Jacob's ladder, but if you think girls look sexy on it, I don't know.
Coach, there's a machine at my gym. I'm pretty sure
it's
called...
Oh my gosh, is that the leg one?
No, I mean, there is that one too.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Okay, so there's machines at the gym that are very, very sexual. Like if you're actually doing
absolutely.
Them, it's a very sexual thing. There's one of, they just put this machine, it's called the Great Butt Machine. Dude, and literally none of the guys get on it. It's only the girls. And if a girl gets in there, she's literally just sticking her butt in the air and doing something with her legs. And every guy's watching them. But I always think in my head, like, these girls know if they get on that machine, every dirty dog in this gym is watching them do that.
So, Morgan, one, is that a thing? Do you know dirty dogs are watching you?
Yeah. But Some girls will show up to the gym and be like in just a sports bra and then those like really tight short shorts, which, man, that takes a lot of confidence. Like, if you do that, good for you.
Are you pulling off that look?
I'm not pulling off that look.
Morgan number one goes there like that.
Hey, so there's that other machine. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, where
the
like
one
you,
where you close your legs.
Yes!
Yeah, I will not use that machine if there are men around. It's
sometimes,
just awkward.
Sometimes there's a line to get on that machine for girls. Like,
it's a great machine, and if my chick's using it, I will go stand right next to her so guys aren't just peeking, like looking at it. Coach, I'm dead serious. There's been times when I've looked over, I'm probably 50 feet from my chick, and there's two guys within a foot of her. I'm like, guys, you do not have to
back
be that,
it up.
That
it
close
up.
To my chick. Whatever workout she's doing, like at least back her up 5 feet. Give her some space.
I did a pump class the other day, and that was like...
Is that for guys?
Well, they're mostly girls. I was one of three guys in there, three total.
Is this on a Saturday or a weekday?
No, it was a weekday.
Okay.
But it looks like it's just aerobics. I mean, they use like sometimes free weights or whatever, and they use little stair stepper things, whatever. But it looks like just aerobics, and there's a class with an instructor and all that. But, dude, it was 30 minutes long, and at the end of it, I was dying. And I remember when it was like, get your free weights, and everybody gets 10-pounders or whatever. I'm like, get out of here, 20 pounds, give them to me. Big mistake, because you end up using the 20 pounds for the rest
the
of the
whole
exercise.
Time. That's why you got to go light with that kind of stuff.
I was so stupid. So if you ever do pump class, yeah.
I've done a similar thing. It wasn't called pump class, but yeah, I grabbed the 25s. I could do those.
Stupid.
Because it was for shoulders, and I guess you did do some biceps with it. But yeah, for me, I could do 25. I've been at the gym more than you, but I hear you, though. You always got to go lighter. Don't try and impress anybody when you're in one of those classes where you got to grab the weights, because it gets heavy towards the end.
And it was something my wife wanted me to do like daily with her, and I'm like, I'll try it once, and if I like it, I'll do it. Never went back. Never. I did do spin class, though. You ever done that?
No.
That's legit.
Okay, Peloton.
That's legit. Yeah, because the lady, it's all synchronized to music. So she has a playlist for exactly an hour or however long your class is. And all of the music is to like, all right, here's the slowdown song, so just slow it down. All right, here's the Eminem song. Do the Eminem.
Kamikaze, get me in the house, and I'm a kamikaze. Tell you what
you
want.
Come on, give it all you got. Give it all you got. And then they'll slow it back down. All right, down the hill, everybody chill, and the music goes slow again. Dude, it was intense, and I loved it.
Do you have any more questions for our guest, Morgan number one?
No, that was pretty much it.
Just the gym one.
I just want to know what it was like for a girl in the
gym.
She
gets dolled up. Yes, she goes to the gym to be seen and be seen, and it's single mingle time.
Have you ever met anyone at the gym?
Oh, great question.
I mean...
How did that go? Just reenact the whole situation.
I mean, you can say
I've been
yes
hit
no.
on at the gym before.
How do they do that?
Well, it was by a coach.
What?
So, coach. Yeah. Like a one-on-one coach kind of thing.
Oh, no. The guy that works there?
Yeah.
A trainer?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? How did he go down?
I mean, it wasn't, what was weird about it is it wasn't like while we were working out. It was like sliding into the DMs later.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Love it. Classy.
It's weird. We work out together.
Hmm. You still work out with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore.
I mean, the guy was single. He was probably just trying to get a date.
You guys just hooked up and then it was over after that?
He did not
hook up. Okay, oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Good try, though.
Morgan one, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for answering our dumb questions.
You're welcome.
So I just hooked up, and that
would have
been
so awesome
it.
If she was like, yeah, yeah, so we
yeah,
just
yeah,
hooked up,
it.
And that was it.
It's done now. Coach, what else do you want to talk about?
I think we're good, dude.
All right. Do you have any locks for today?
Dude, how can I have a lock after I went ice cold? I wanted to know, shutting the door, you had shut your door properly. You're now lukewarm. Yes. Are you wanting to go hot?
I do not right now. Can I take, if I take a day off, does that make me back to like cold?
Dude, we're so scared to make locks. I'm telling you, there's podcasts and TV shows making locks left and right. And we're like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't know if I'm going to bet.
I'll tell you what my situation is. I mean, listen, I've talked about it before, but I've told my wife.
Hi there, guys. My name's Eddie.
My wife is, she's concerned about the gambling. Like, really, it's not like she's like mad about it or whatever. She tells me not to do it. She's just like, I just get a little concerned.
I thought she thought it was fun.
She did, but I do it every day. And when I do it every day, I'm kind of glued to a device or the TV, right? So just to make
not
sure.
Not right now, kids. Put yourselves to bed.
Because what she doesn't understand is that in order for me to make locks and make bets and maybe and even sometimes come on this show, I need to actually watch games. You can't look at numbers. You can't look at their records. You can't look at like the Sports Genius says, like, you know, it's cold weather outside. Like, they're going to lose. They're not from cold weather. Like, you can't look at that stuff. It doesn't automatically work.
Correct.
But what does work for me is when I watch the games and I have, it gives me insight on how these teams play, and I get to know the teams by heart, and then I can bet on it.
But you forgot the most important point to tell your wife. You said it is a time...
Investment.
It's an investment. You enjoy watching it. You like making stuff on the show. It helps out with the podcast.
Yeah.
You forgot one five-letter word.
What's that?
Money. Tell your wife it makes money.
Here's the deal. Like, I've been doing fantasy, squares, eliminators, you name it, I've done it. And these are all conversations I've had with my wife of just like, hey, so I'm going to do this NCAA tournament, pick 'em, you know, like whatever. And she'll be like, you know, you never win those. Like, every year you go into these
That's
bowl,
always a bad start.
These bowl squares. You never win these bowl squares. Fantasy. How many years have you played fantasy? I played fantasy for 10 years. Have you ever won one? No. Exactly. So this is how we came up with an agreement. $30 a month. If I lose my $30, say December 5th, I'm screwed. I have no more money for the rest of the month.
So you still have some left?
I have $3.16.
Good God.
Do you understand? So in order, and again, I said this earlier, if I'm going to put a lock or shut the door on something, I can't just not put my money on it and say it. So I have to be careful. I only have $3.16. Coach, we're about to go into all the bowl games. Christmas time is bowl games, college basketball. There's a lot going on while we're off.
Okay. You don't shut the door, I'm going to lock it up.
Come on.
Okay, guys, listen. I hit three in a row. We missed barely by 5 points yesterday. I got to lock it up for you. We are going to go back to the NBA, baby. I love the NBA. I see the game. I understand the three-pointers, and I understand the flow of the game better than anybody in Vegas, in New Jersey, in Tunica. I love betting NBA. Tonight, I love the Pelicans and the Thunder over 234.5 points. Oh, lock it up.
Okay.
NBA, Thunder, Pelicans, over 234.5. Oh, it's going to be a thunderstorm with those wild Pelicans in New Orleans.
Okay, my bad. Right now, when we're recording this podcast at 10:30 a.m., there's the Ukraine Cup going on.
Hit it.
I don't know what sport it is, but it's going on right now. It's halftime.
Like hockey.
No, it's not. It's 49-27.
Basketball.
At halftime. So about basketball. I'm not betting. I'm just joking. I'm not betting on that.
That's our website, Bovada. They got the
all times of day. Somewhere in the country there's a game. Somewhere in the world there's a game going on, and you can bet it.
All right, NOLA. It is gonna be an absolute shootout tonight in NOLA, baby. NOLA, Pelicans, Thunder, over 234.5. Let's count our money tomorrow, baby. This is what you need to get Johnny that pair of shoes that he wants for Christmas. Your normal job, there's not a lot of extra money coming from that. You're paying the mortgage. You're giving your wife some money for God knows what she uses it for. You buy the groceries. You spend it on the car insurance. You spend it on the car payments. You spend it on the kid because he's playing all those dang sports. Well, guess what? He needs a new pair of shoes. The money comes from this. Take $50 out. Pelicans Thunder over 234.5. This is for Johnny's shoes. Lock it up.
All right. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, the Sore Losers podcast. We really appreciate you. Lunchbox, we miss you, dude. I know you're listening right now. Not bad, guys. Now, where are my sports headlines? Listen,
I'm a sports genius.
The sports genius was not here, so we couldn't give you headlines. I tried to read through the headlines for you guys. I'm sorry, that was just boring to me. Like, there was just nothing
there. Slow news day.
We did our best. Ray, I thought you did great. Thank you for all your insight on
absolutely
steroids and bodybuilding.
Morgan,
and
number one, came in. I wanted her to tell some hookup stories from the gym. We didn't get that from her. A lot of goody-goodies working with us. I love it. These are some great Christian women.
Yeah.
They really are. They're great girls. I wanted some hookup stories. We didn't get it. That would have been some juicy podcast stuff.
They don't live that life. It's really,
I know,
weird.
They don't. They really don't.
But anyway, so thank you so much. And follow us on Twitter, Sore Losers Show. Hit us up. Let us know how me and Ray did. You know, I mean, I love doing this, but I miss Lunchbox, and I wish
he'll
he was
be
here.
Back.
He'll be back soon, and then you'll have more of your headlines and more of your intellectual sports genius conversations. But for now, I had fun doing this,
dude.
It
was good. Let me talk the X's and the O's, because I'm the sports genius.
I'm sure we're going to get a text today and be like, you didn't talk about Villanova? How did you not talk about Villanova? how do you not know what a bench coach is? And I'll be like, sports genius, I'm sorry.
My cousin said the bench coach does more than choose the bubble gum and Gatorade.
Tell you what, if I'm still sick by tomorrow, I'll have my cousin call in. He'll do better than you two guys by himself.
Can't believe it.
All right, thanks for listening. Goodbye. Have a good rest of your Wednesday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm going to hit the buzzer.